So one American there holding out hope the Brexit can be called off. There are many Americans, though, who have some trouble keeping focused on the regular back and forth over Brexit, raising my hand here, too. If you haven't been following the daily grind of Brexit negotiations, then stick around for the social upheaval. Friendships ended, harsh language exchanged, even stories of some marriages on the rocks. The country's political parties have also split up over Brexit. So in this feverish atmosphere, what do you think it's like to be a member of Parliament? Here's the world's Patrick Cox.
We may think we know about British politicians.
Try to calm down and behave like an adult. And if you can't, if it's beyond you, leave the chamber, get out.
OK, the House of Commons can sound like a kindergarten. But most of us also think of it as a venerable institution, a flagship for democracy run by responsible people producing laws for the common good. Well, we thought that until Brexit.
I have shouted at more of my colleagues and said things to them and used fruitier language than I normally use.
This is Conservative pro-Brexit Member of Parliament Andrew Percy.
Because I'm so frustrated by this whole thing, but I think it is having a mental health impact on so many colleagues. I mean, I think we're probably all, quite a few of us, would probably admit we're drinking more than we should do. You probably just think, well, I just need a glass of wine or a beer. And eating a bit more. And not sleeping as well.
Percy has fallen out with many in his own party. People he thought of as friends. He says he doesn't know if they'll ever patch things up. And things are hardly better across the political aisle. The main opposition party, Labour, also has its internal divisions, which may only deepen. Here's anti-Brexit Labour MP Anna Turley.
This is going to go on and on and on. We're not going to be done with Brexit for a very, very long time. The negotiating is just going to be beginning, the wrangling over the money, and that's what fills me with dread as someone who, you know, came in to do different things.
Like improving schools or healthcare or business opportunities. Nope, not a chance. Just all Brexit, all the time.
It's taken an emotional toll, and no one wants to be making decisions under pressure of feeling, well, I'm worried for my life, I'm worried for my family's life, I'm worried for my health, my well-being, my ability just to go down the shops and not feel under threat. I mean, I admit I've done that a couple of times myself. I've never had any abuse in the streets, but you do, just walking from a car to a car park, you find yourself looking around, making sure you're with people, because you've got the emails, because you've had the social media abuse, because, you know, we've had like someone come into the office and shout at my staff, and you start to, those things dominate.
They get in your head, Turley says, and they refuse to leave. Except when she walks into one particular room in the Parliament complex, a resting place. There are three of these rooms, in fact. Lady members' rooms.
No boys allowed. They're always a few degrees warmer than the rest of Parliament. There's usually like an ironing board. The odd MP has been known to lay on the bed and have a snooze. You never know who's going to be in there.
Maybe women from other political parties with other political beliefs. But all of them at their wits' end over Brexit and eager to talk about it.
Just about, you know, what politics should be about, having a chat, human to human, isn't it awful? And actually it's a really nice little sanctuary to go away and hide from all the trauma.
Conservative Andrew Percy has his own hideaway.
There are some cubicles and they're in a bit where, and you can switch the lights off. It's just for a rest. I've even moved a little chair in. People stop outside and have conversations. I feel like I'm in sort of East Berlin in 1983. So it's great. It's a really good hiding spot.
A good hiding spot. That's what it's come to. Members of the British Parliament, the people who were elected to lead, that's what they're looking for right now. For everyone's sake, let's hope there's a happier life after Brexit. For The World, I'm Patrick Cox.